What's going on, fam? I hope you're having a great day. Right now, it is a Wednesday. It's a hump day, and it's hot as le fuck down here in Florida. My car says 87 degrees, but it feels like it's about 10 above that. Summer is here, and I'm on my way to get a pump on. I might do some more upper body. I didn't have a great workout yesterday. I did, but I didn't. I actually left the gym pissed off because I was training late at night, and I fucking hate training at night. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't train at night. It certainly doesn't mean that you can't make gains at night. That's not what I'm saying. I just don't like the atmosphere of the gym. I don't like my own mindset. I'm too distracted by that time. I want to be winding down in the evening. So pretty much the mid-afternoon is my limit for how late I'll get to the gym. And some days I go in the morning. I don't pressure myself to work out first thing in the morning because sometimes I'm up super late. And last night I dropped a fire fucking video. If you're listening to this, I just dropped it. It was a great video. It's on Instagram. It's actually an IGTV video, but it's in my feed. And it's titled Fitness is for Everyone. So if you didn't see that yet, go check it out. And pretty much the premise of that video was to map your training and map your programming and map your approach based on your needs. Don't copy jabronis. And what I mean by jabronis, pretty much anyone. Don't copy anyone because no one has your life. And it's one thing to be inspired. It's one thing to be motivated. It's one thing to be driven and to see and emulate someone and be like, I want to be like that person. I want to be fucking amped up like that person. I want to love my body and I want to train hard like that person. Like if you look at me and you're thinking, I want to have a body like that, or I aspire to, you know, carry my shit like Papa Swolio does, that's great. But don't try to be me. Don't do everything that I do just because I do it, because you're still going to be you at the end of the day. And it's funny how some of these things just sound so stupid to fucking say, but you are always going to be you no matter what. And ironically, we lose that fact so often, because if I write a program, and that's the difference between that, that's the difference between a fitness influencer or a fitness jabroni and someone who's actually a fitness professional. For example, inside Swolenormous X, I post my own personal workouts, but they're separated in different section. The training and the programming that I offer Swolenormous X members is designed for the members. And it doesn't, and it will lead towards what I personally do. But I don't just post, here's my workout, go do it. I'm very hesitant. A lot of you know this. My content isn't just, look at my workouts, here's this workout, here's this workout. Because telling you what I do and just giving you what I do, people are going to get hurt. People are going to do too much. People are not going to create the right foundation and build to that point. When you are giving someone a workout, when you are guiding someone, when you're educating someone, when you are doing it right, you are leading them through the proper pathways. And when I guide someone through training and through this progression, what I'm doing is I'm showing everyone in Swolenormous X, for example, and all my content, the Daily Swol, all this content, I'm showing you the way that I wish I did it. This is the straight fucking truth. I am showing you the way I wish I did it, because I didn't start with mobility. That's why I push it so hard. It's not like I'm perfect. I didn't do everything perfectly. I didn't have it all figured out. Far from it. Like, I'm telling everyone, and I'm promoting yoga so much, I'm helping everyone in this way because I didn't do it. I wish I had someone pushing yoga when I started, because it led to some issues that I had to backtrack and figure out myself. So I want to do it better. I want to show you better than the way I did it. I made it to where I am, and I'm fortunate for that, but I could have done it a lot better, could have done a lot cleaner, could have done it a lot healthier. And that's where a lot of my content comes from. It's trying to help guide you and skip those pitfalls that I fell into. So just remember, always remind yourself and always come back to that video or come back to this podcast and remember that you are still you. You'll always be you. And even though that's fucking obvious and kind of stupid to say out loud, you have to organize your training, your lifestyle around what you can actually do. To emulate and to train like someone who is a fitness professional, and that's what they do for a fucking living, and you are a father or a mother of two or three, and you have two jobs, and you have to rush to the gym, you shouldn't be following a program and following what these people, that all they do for their living is lifting. And for me, people look at me and they think all I do is do a podcast and work out. I'm sure from the outside it looks like that. Of course, there's a lot more that I do. I barely make it to the gym myself. But the point is, what I do, fitness has always been my focus point and like my most important thing in my life since I was like a teenager. I fell in love with fitness and that was always my priority. School, yeah, I did the school, but I did my workouts first. That was always my number one. And I've mentioned this before, now is the only period of my life where like the business is starting to take, you know, equal or more priority. And luckily and fortunately for me, I created this around fitness, so I'm still getting my training in, but the effort that I put in to the business aspect of Swolenormous, it's very taxing, it's very time consuming, so it's hard for me to get my workouts in still. And for those of you that have the same kind of workload, the same kind of effort without a fitness approach, I understand. I've had jobs where it wasn't necessarily fitness related or as fitness related, and it was a challenge to get my workouts in. I know what you're going through. So you can't try to do what someone does that has a lot more time and a lot more ability to program. And that's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make. So don't copy, get inspired. Don't copy, but you can get inspired. Don't copy blindly. Get inspired, take the tools, take the information, take that knowledge, but use the inspiration. And I don't want this to get confused. It doesn't mean don't have lofty goals. It doesn't mean, oh, well, you have kids. You're never going to get in amazing fucking shape. That's stupid. That's short-sighted. It depends on how hard you work. My point is, if you are sponsored by, you know, you got to the point where you're sponsored by supplement companies or this, that, and the other, and your job is to be in shape. Your job is to look a certain way. Your job is to be fit. You understand how that could be ridiculous for someone who has two jobs, two kids, and can only go to the gym three times a week for half an hour. Like, how is that ever going to be a logical approach? So you have to, you know, you have to realize where you're at. You have to be practical. And that's not easy to say nowadays. It's not sexy to be practical. It's not sexy to be realistic. Everyone wants to have, you got to have goals, got to have drive, got to have ambition. And you see on Instagram all these inspirational posts, man, if I'm not fucking shooting for the stars, I'm a loser. That's not true. You have other goals. If you have kids, those are your priorities. I mean, you still got to be healthy for your kids, but you got a different output. You got a different goal. You got a different approach. It's a whole different ball game. So make sure that you are translating it. These things get lost in translation. I'm probably going to do a video about this, lost in translation. You know, what you're getting from stuff you see online and how that translates into your life. And a lot of times you're reading something in Chinese, but you're speaking fucking English and you're missing the point. You're looking at the visuals, but you're not seeing the whole context. You're not getting the whole flavor. You're not native in that tongue, and shit that gets lost can get you hurt. It can keep you from making progress. It can keep you from really making those goals. So keep that in mind. Go check out that video. I think you'll really like it. I'm actually going to provide this podcast to supplement that video. I'm going to post this right now. But just keep that in mind, fam. Keep that in mind that your journey is your journey. It's no one else's. And you need to have context around your training. And that's going to make or break your progress in the long term. I really feel that way.